Your ghost story.
Today's story is actually something I heard rumors about when I was going to the U of A.
Oh.
On campus, the Modern Languages building is used for lots of things, not just language classes. And I had a bunch of classes in there.
Of course you did, Dr. Curtis. Or
that's correct.
Professor Curtis.
Thank you very much for that level of respect. The classes that I had that ended late, though, every now and then you kind of just get this creepy feeling being in this big old building.
Oh, yes.
After dark. And I never really worried about it much, but a friend of mine reminded me recently that lots of people have supposedly seen a ghostly figure walking the halls of the building and sitting in the Modern Languages auditorium.
So creepy.
They say she wears a long gown and a shawl over her shoulders. Supposedly, long ago, a young woman, perhaps a student, was murdered and her body was dumped in a well on the site where the Modern Languages building now sits.
Oh, no.
On campus. And that's why she's still there, walking the halls.
She doesn't know that she is on the other side. She's lost.
I got lost in that building a couple times, too.
Is it big marble walls or floors and just that creepy?
Yeah, there's not a lot of marble, but the hallways are very wide and long and dark at night. Like half the hallway won't be lit up, you know, after dark, that whole thing. And by the way, the basement of the Modern Languages building is where the Tucson PBS affiliate, KUAT, is located. So I'd love to know what people have seen down there.
You know they have stories.